Okay, and next I'd like to introduce Wade Yang.
Thank you. Thank you both. And I'm so happy to have the opportunity here just to give some of my, share some of my experience with all of you about this great process. And later on you can see that I found this actually by accident, although I have been at UL for 2.5 years, and one of my students actually found it out, say, Dr. Yang, we have an open access article, need money to pay for it, and we found this UF fund. Just a little bit of introduction of myself. I'm an assistant professor of food processing engineering in the Department of Food Science and Human Nutrition at IFAS. And I joined UF June 2009. So it's about, as I said, 2.5 years now. So in the past 2.5 years, I author and co-author 20 refereed journal articles and one open access book chapter. Actually, about half of them, or over half of them, it's open access capable. But as I said, I found this service late, so I wish I could use more for the publication. And I did, since I noticed this fund, I did inquire to the UF Open Access office 4 times. And I got have one publication benefit from this fund. So just a little bit of my thought. This is only a personal thought, why I support the open access publishing. First of all, this is from my own perspective. It's a great source to reduce my publishing cost. I manage a, I think it's not a small research group. I have 10 graduate students, half PhD, half a master's, and 2 undergraduate research assistants in my lab. And I have pretty active research program. So I do need to come up with some kind of publication cost, because not all the journals are free. Some free and some needs the payment in at a different level. So I believe the open access is a win-win, not just, it's a win-win-win situation, because of the publisher benefits. They actually possibly they make more money doing this way. I don't know, but in the past it's based on subscription, and now they can actually see the money at front. The author, you know, we benefit from it, and also the institution benefits from it. Definitely there is an increased visibility because it's free to the readers. I'll give you one example. In the past, some commodities group, like Blueberry Group, or some, they probably had a hard time to access to some kind of publisher. They have to go through some kind of channel to get it. But last week, I was in Lakeland attending an event as my volunteer, and I talked to a Blueberry group. I said, I have an article related to what they ask. I said, I want to send it to you. They say, no, I can find it from the website because it's open access. So that proves the visibility is definitely increased usage, and also the impact of our work. It probably means more access and more citation for my work, which I will be happy to. And the nation gets the benefit because a lot of work was actually conducted under the public fund. So the public research dollars will get more worth. And also the whole world can benefit, especially the developing country. I think I don't have to mention too much of that, because their facility and their access usually is quite limited. Now they can access to it easily. Just some recommendations. First, to the author, if you would like to use the UF fund, the open access fund, I do have a couple observations. First, you probably want to check the eligibility of the journal, that open access journal you are going to publish your journal with. Nowadays, a lot of journal that used to be not open access, they also open up as open access. Either you choose to publish by subscription or open access. But because of so many the journals mushroom, you just come up, so probably not everyone is eligible. I just mentioned I contacted UF Open Fund Office 4 times, three times they tell me that it's not eligible. Okay, so that is something that you want to check first. Okay, and I believe the staff members in the UF published Open Access Fund did a very good job. I know I only contact a couple of them, so I don't know all of them yet. So I just mentioned Christine. I don't know. Oh, okay. Thank you. She did a good job responding. So every time when I send a journal, I say, Christine, this is qualified or not. She replies saying, yeah, yes or no. So I put the email address here. And then also, because of you have to apply for the fund. So you go to the website and fill in a form, but the requirement is you have to print a form and mail it in. I don't know why there is such a process. I know there must be a reason, but my application got lost in the mail. So at the time I waited for so long, then I called and I found out, oh, it wasn't there. So I print it, I physically and bring it to the office. So then make it happen. So that's maybe something you want to consider. And one recommendation to administrators, because now, as I said, there are a lot of new journals open up as open access. So if you don't have a huge coverage, then it will discount it, the benefit of open access. So I hope in the future it can include more OA journals and OA books. That's all. Thank you.